Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now crank this motherfucker up.
Promoting for that. We got Sipping on Sundays live
at the Martini House, and that's at Club Underground, old Club Underground, 802 East Whiting Street, downtown Tampa. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Come hang out, Regular Game Entertainment, Hood Edition, and Felton Moore Films, and that homeboy Crazy. He doing his thing real big. You know what I'm saying? Crazy was back in the days with the Tampa Nuggets. You know, roll it up, my nigga, roll it up. Got a new song out now called Best in This Club. I'll be playing it. If you ain't heard it, listen to Friday's episode, and it was on Friday's episode. It's going down real big, man. You know what I'm saying? That first track I just got into, that was that Beyonce remix. You know what I'm saying? My dog RP Productions. You know what I'm saying? Be holding down real big on the remix. That's where you know what I'm saying? If you hear some remixes, I'm getting them either from him, you know what I'm saying, or I'm doing them myself. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody sending it in to him. But right now, you know what I'm saying, my dog RP Productions is holding down real big. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to him. And jamglue.com, they doing their things real big over there. Of course, I am a sucker-proof DJ. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be asking me, you know, well, who you signed with, man? Who you a part of? Honestly, you know what I'm saying? I'm Regular Game Entertainment, WDGE, because we deliver great entertainment in the place to be. But you know what I'm saying? I affiliate with everybody. You know what I'm saying? But the name that stuck to me was Sucker Proof DJs, because that's what I am, Sucker Proof. You know what I'm saying? That's why I be, you know, I jump on the bandwagon with my dog Motor. MotorHipHop.com, representing real big. You know what I'm saying? excuse me. You representing real big, you know what I'm saying, for all area codes. You know what I'm saying? But then you can also check me out, Core DJs Radio, Yak Radio, you know what I'm saying? I do all that real big. Don't forget MC Light, you know what I'm saying? Almost September album. My artist, Miss Janu, got an album coming out, you know what I'm saying? Soon, just keep your ears to the street. We got a mixtape going to be dropping soon. Keep your ears to the street, you know what I'm saying? And we got all that good stuff happening, man. It's going down real big. I'm going to play this first song. I'm going to get into is another cut that I played yesterday. I played that J Bird featuring Janu, and it was called Work. Everybody work, work, work. You know what I'm saying? That was J Bird featuring Janu. So I'm going to bring another one back. You know what I'm saying? This is my dog J Bird. You know what I'm saying? Before I introduce y'all to another track by Miss Janu. Of course, that's my artist, hottest female artist in the South. You know what I'm saying? Doing her thing on the rap tip, modeling, voiceovers, whatever you might need. You know what I'm saying? She holding it down real big for that. And I'm trying some new things today on the show. I'm actually turning the volume up, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, after the shows, I be critiquing the shows, and they sound a little low to me. So if they sound loud, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to need y'all to just let me know, you know what I'm saying? Because I can't adjust the volume and stuff, trying to, you know what I'm saying, get the little kinks worked out. This is, just the beginning of shows, you know what I'm saying? The beginning of a new era up in here. So first thing, man, I'm going to get into is called J Bird. You know what I'm saying? Little crunk action, you know what I'm saying? It's called Chug It. You know what I'm saying? Right here live. BTR. Crazy.
Talk the truth to the damn train coming. Game bang, run the train, got a whole game coming. I'ma stay on my grind and slang some. All I do all day, all the time is make money. All they do all day while I shine is hate on them. Cause I drop weight on them, then I skate on them. Got too many jacks, I don't even break money. Fuck if they jacking, I damn it, take something. Yeah, homeboy, I think they like me when I flow. Even though I got my white key from the store. I heard your wife, she like me, let her go. I beat her in a bike, she twice on the low. Shorty ride like a bike, you can pipe in a slow. She don't bite, she a pro, I see it twice in a row. Like those, black light, make the night glow. Got my hat kinda low, only y'all get a drone.
Reckon again in entertainment.
Jam a club. white leather too. Can't stop trapping shit. What you gonna do? Ask your baby mama who the devil told you. Keep it just sit, I'm blessed to check. It's time to old school, bring something back. Every girl in the club got that donkey. Chunk it, chunk it, chunk it. Every girl in the club got that donkey. Chunk it, chunk it, chunk it.
I sent him same through your chest and he could beat back up between the springs and the west. They get money and I ain't getting paid in the cash. Now all them hoes want me cause the J's so fresh. It's a lot of niggas out, but J up next. Can I do what I want despite stay on deck? And the boy's so right, I can't make no less. Nigga, yeah, this is what they want. I got a fat stack and a switch, it's a blunt. Ask me why I'm lean back, it's a lick in my cup. And I'll twist another up if a sister let us fuck. Me and my dog seen 10 hoes get up in the dump. Put the song on if you want that get up in your trunk. Everybody on the dance floor, get up and run.
That's too true. You know what I'm saying? That was too true. That was playing I Got What You Want. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to run that a little later on. I ain't want to run it right now. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to my dog Jay Bird. You know what I'm saying? Represent my dog everything, too, man. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Catch me looking like thugs. You know what I'm saying? But this dude here, he a chef. You know what I'm saying? He run his own business. So, I mean, you know, he be sound like Plyer to me sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because you look at him, you be like, damn, nigga, thugged out. But behind closed doors, you know what I'm saying? He chef with our thug. You know what I'm saying? He hold the dad real big, man. And that's what I like about the dude. You know what I'm saying? But he still spit his truth. And I ain't got nothing to do with nigga past. Whatever you did in the past, you did it the past. As long as you get your future right. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to all my guests. You know what I'm saying? I see you off in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying what's up to you. You know what I'm saying? All my people's out there. Yeah, I do got the chat room going down. So if you pop on, you know what I'm saying? You can either talk to me live in the chat room or you can call the number. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me live. It's 347-237-5125. And if you're on my homepage, you can click on the click to talk. You know what I'm saying? And then it'll dial right into the show. You know what I'm saying? And you can check me out. And I just want to thank everybody once again, you know what I'm saying, for blessing with your presence on this show. Thank all my listeners from yesterday, you know what I'm saying, for tuning in. My mama, you know what I'm saying, Northside, you know what I'm saying, representing, had the whole job, you know what I'm saying, listening. One thing y'all can do, man, if you at the job, you know what I'm saying, you like what you hear, set the phone down, put it on speakerphone, and everybody can hear what you're jamming to. Only thing I'm going to tell you, though, is I am uncut, uncensored. So, this, you know what I'm saying, some of the lyrics I'll be playing be explicit. Some of the stuff I might say is explicit. Hey, this is Uncut, Uncensored Radio, online radio, BTR Blog Talk Radio. This is how I get down, you know what I'm saying? But then big ups, my dog Buddy Roke, celebrating his birthday yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, all the Pisces, you know what I'm saying, representing for this month. Big ups, my dog King Rob, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing real big, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to 805 Waves, you know what I'm saying? 805, my dog couldn't get his show on yesterday, man, but it's all good. He do a good show. I be trying to tune in, you know what I'm saying, and catch his show. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, Blog Talk Radio, go on to the search, you know what I'm saying, look up 805 Waves. My dog doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? Check out his show. Also, check out my dog Motor. He got his show on here, you know what I'm saying? Just look in the search. Type M-O-T-A. You know what I'm saying? And it'll pull up his show. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of hot shows on BTR. We can pretty much keep you jamming all day long. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big just like that. Another track I'm finna get to. Oh, and my dog King Rob. Make sure y'all look out for his single, man. I Wanna Love You. You know what I'm saying? That's that new single. R&B that we got hitting the streets real, real hard. You know what I'm saying? Smashing it, man. That's just what we do here. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all know, I do rap a little bit. Big up to Jet Set. Jet Set's up in Hollywood right now doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? That's the other co-partner on this song that I'm about to get into. Give you a little history behind the song. It's Jet Set, Myself Smell So Good, featuring a brother named Kane. You know what I'm saying? It's called Gangsta Party On Us. We came up with this song when, if anybody remembers, down here in Florida, in Panama City, brother got killed, Martin Lee Anderson. He got killed his first day in boot camp. You know what I'm saying? Went in, you know what I'm saying, and they killed the dude, strangled him out, choked him out. All of this was in front of the camera, you know what I'm saying? And even to this day, not all them people that was involved, you know what I'm saying, been convicted of the crime. But hell, I mean, shit, nobody been convicted of all the crimes for slavery and all the other shit. So, you know what I'm saying, ride with it, man. That's all I can tell you. You know what I'm saying? Live your life. Don't be looking for, don't look for apologies. You know what I'm saying? Just know, don't mess with that person that not manning up to give you that apology. You know what I'm saying? A person can't apologize for their wrong. That's just a person that can't apologize, you know what I'm saying, period. You don't need to deal with that person. Just, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, I ain't finna get it all to that philosophical and all that old good time talk. This is talk radio, you know what I'm saying? / music radio, because I break artists, man. Excuse me. I don't break artists. I smash artists' records. There's a difference between me. Cats, regular DJs, they break records and all that. Ooh. No, I smash records. That means I take you beyond the record label. You know what I'm saying? If you did decide to sign a record label, boy, you just must be, it must be because I done smashed you to the point where, dang, I can't even do no more. I got to go ahead and just get your record label so they can try to do something, because I'm going to put you out there on everything that I can. Without further ado, though, let
That's
you
right.
know.
When Martin Lee Anderson went to the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangsta party on us. They having a gangsta party on us.
I'm yelling black power, pledging my allegiance to free. Against the politics, my flaws positive, I'm a leader. Looking across the line, it's kind of charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off in the arms of all. Backstab for the riches, they turn to snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face your sentence. Of lifelong visions without a limit to the effect. So don't hold your breath or you be swimming to death. The dollar you claim is mere stature, a fear factor. I'm all about the promised land. The hereafter, keep up my face and face my paces. Get on my way, cause time's a waste and hours for the valor. And your minutes for the minutes, those seconds are indefinite. So watch how you're living, and signs all here. They just blind to the ear, deaf to your eyes. Open your mind, see it clear. Stay strong.
Murder remix! Murder! Just like Ja Rule said! Murder! Murder remix! That's right. It seems like I met you in this world before. I never seen you. Martin Lee Anderson, you can rest now. We'll take up your spike. We know what they did to you. They murdered you.
It ain't nothing but a gangster party on us. So I stick to the Lord, cause the God I trust. And it's time for some action, no time for relaxing. The jack is going crazy, they trying to keep us on our back. And it's time for some change. Since way back, they've been off the chain. Trying to brainwash us and keep us slanging the cane. So I pray to the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Help us.
Ain't nothing but a downstep and a slave cat.
This is real gangster. Now, Jennifer Porter Satan, white girl raping. They caught up in the system, all of the dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I can get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get vicious.
Murder remix.
Hey.
time for some change. Let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right. Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight.
Ignite. All right, caller, I see you calling in. Hold on 1 second. We got callers on the line calling in live. Right here to be the Hard Blog Talk Radio Show, man. For that.
To stop life, to stop killing my people. Fight the fight. What I'm saying, nothing but a gangster party on us. Nothing but a gangster party on us. Murder Redneck on the U.S. Murder Redneck on the U.S. Hey,
Marley Anderson, I never met you in this world. But when I come to heaven, will you please introduce yourself to me? Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You wonderful person. God sent you to the world for a symbol. You're a symbol. Your symbolness would last forever. Marley Anderson. Oh, you so much like Martin Luther King. Your death is not in vain. Your death will live.
Gonna live forever, man. Big up to Marley Anderson, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, like Martin Luther King, man, you know what I'm saying? You got to lose your life in order for a bunch of people to gain something from it, you know what I'm saying? And if it wasn't for him passing, this brother that I'm going to bring up next, you know what I'm saying? We wouldn't have been able to get no kind of inspiration to really help our people and voice our opinion, you know what I'm saying? And take a step out, you know what I'm saying, to try to stop injustices like this here. Caller, you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line from Hollywood.
All right, we got all the way. Caller, where you calling from first? Let me go ahead and blow the word. Where you calling from?
I'm from Hollywood. I'm calling from Hollywood, California.
And who is this on the line? Who do we got?
This is Jet Set Hudson from Tampa, Florida.
This is the famous Jesse Jet Set Hudson. This is the famous entrepreneur, actor, musician, performer, I can't even put enough names to him, you know what I'm saying? Donator, community activist, motivator, and you can list a whole nother names to describe this brother right here. Brother Jetson, how you doing today, man? Thank and welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. I smell so good. I want to thank you for doing, for having this program because it's much needed
in
the community. And it's a wonderful job you're doing. I want to say thank you from Hollywood, California.
This is worldwide. I mean, I've had calls from all over, you know what I'm saying, that's letting me know that, you know what I'm saying, they're hearing even Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? Cause my girl even said that she, you know what I'm saying, she heard it from Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? That's where she at right now. So this is all over the world. My mama even listened to it on the job yesterday, you know what I'm saying?
We making
some real moves, you know what I'm saying? What projects you got going on up there right now? What's going on with you?
Well, show business is one thing and another, but I'm still with Obama Fact. We are just everywhere. I'm on Hollywood Boulevard every day with the Obama, taking pictures with Obama's poster. People come up to me, and I'm just really promoting Obama because it's a job that it's a never done job. It's just really pushing the brother because it just it's highly needed. It's not enough. When you stay close to Obama, you're on the right track. I'm just staying on the right track. Smells so good,
right,
and I'm just waiting on some projects to come up. It's kind of slow, you know. The all over the world, the economy is kind of slow, and Obama trying to get the stimulus. Pushing, going the right way for everybody around the world. And so I'm just staying close to the, just watching all the dollars. Just make sure everybody hold on to their money, don't spend it foolishly, spend the money wisely, and just don't save something for a rainy day, my mother used to always tell me.
Right. I was reading one of the little, it's another radio show on here, and it talks about no bailout. You know what I'm saying? They talking about they shouldn't have the bailout plan. But then there was a comment that was very, you know, made a lot of sense to me. Was nobody made when Bush first said I need this billions of dollars? Nobody said anything to him. Nobody said, oh, it shouldn't be a bailout. Nobody shouldn't. Oh, it shouldn't be this. It shouldn't be that. It was like, yeah, because you done screwed it up. We going to need that money to get us back out. But now Obama got the money, and I was like, oh, he don't need the stimulus money. He ain't, you know what I'm saying? What's the deal with that?
Well, see, you know, there's a lot of people out there, the rich people I'm talking about, and they want Obama to fail. I mean, Rush Limbaugh came out the day after he was on January the 20th, when Obama was seated as the president of the United States. Rush Limbaugh came out with something saying he hoped Obama would fail. You
that's
know,
the pill popper,
someone,
right? That's the pill popper, right?
Yeah,
Rush Limbaugh, that's the pill popper. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just let everybody know. Let everybody know. If y'all don't know nothing about Rush Limbaugh, that's the dude, white dude with the that had the television show but got busted for for popping prescription pills. Yeah, he's a prescription pill popper. Which is still illegal.
Exactly. And he you know, he already, you know, a lot of millionaires already want Obama to fail. And I think that's they're not pro America. They're doing that because this man here is he's the president of all America, you know,
all
and he's doing a wonderful job, and we need to give him, you know, he ain't been in that 2 months yet, just on a month, the 20th of February was 1 month, in office, so he only been in office now for a month and 3 or 4 days.
And look at all the changes he already done did.
Already,
I mean,
making, you know.
He done been around the country. He done signed packages in, and he done talked to mayors. He done did everything. He done did more in his month than Bush done did in his 8 years.
Exactly. And he's not all black. You know, in other words, they go along like this. Obama's mother is white. And,
right.
You know, he's for all America. His mother's white. His father is African. And Hawaii. He lives in Hawaii. He lives in a lot of places, and he loves all America. He loves everybody. He loves when he went to Russia and Germany and all these places, and England. Everywhere he go, people will love him. I'm on Hollywood Boulevard every day in the heart of Hollywood, California, with all the people from all the countries coming there, and they are delighted to take a picture with me and Obama. I have an Obama cutout. And it looks just like Obama, and I'm standing up all day long taking photos with tourists, and they're giving donations to take a picture with Obama. And it's just a wonderful fit, and I just think that's one of my biggest roles yet, because I'm standing with the president of the United States in Hollywood style. I say Hollywood style because it's a cutout. It's not Obama himself, but
right.
It looks just like Obama. It's a cutout, and, you know, in Hollywood, a lot of things is make believe.
Exactly.
You know,
so hey.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm sitting, yeah. And a lot of people, like I said, when they take the picture with Obama, they, you know, you would think they really with Obama. I'm gonna post a picture on maybe I can put one on Smell So Good website of Obama. I'm gonna send a Smell So Good DJ Smell So Good for the wonderful job he's doing for Tampa and for a lot of the local artists, because one for DJ Smell So Good, a lot of the local artists. It would not even be heard of. So, you know, just continue doing your wonderful job, Smell So Good. And I'm in Hollywood. Anything I can do for you, Brother Jet Set, you know he would always reach out for you because you're a brother that keep on coming. And just keep on coming, my brother. Don't stop. Much love to everybody in Tampa and just Obama. Let's give him time because this brother here, I've never seen nobody quite like him yet.
I got two songs I want. I know you're a busy man up there in Hollywood, but I want to try to keep you on the line because I want to first get into the Barack Obama remix that I did.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna play that, and then I want to come back, talk to you for a little minute, and describe Money for Sale. This is gonna give you a little chance to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm gonna address,
you
but we'll come back.
I got a lot of time for you, Smell So Good for
what? Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I made time for everybody else. That's all I need, a little time on my show, and I guarantee it's going to be going down in history.
Well, you can get me anytime, my brother.
Our story. Our story.
But thank you so much.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to get into this. This is Jet Set featuring Barack Obama, and this is called Change.
Thank you, Smell So Good.
It's been a long time since I wanted to hear what a politician had to say.
Change, everybody change. came here because you believe in what this country can be.
Barack Obama is different. He's real, genuine, and that's what we're looking for.
You believe that we can be one people, reaching out for what's possible, building that more perfect union.
He's given us something we've never had in this country.
Bringing people together.
There's so much hope in him.
Let's be the generation that says right here, right now, we will have universal health care in America by the end of the next president. For sure, we can do that.
Everybody change. Games. Stop playing those games.
And encouraged to make a difference.
Asking us to stand up and take part in this democracy.
This campaign has to be about reclaiming the meaning of citizenship, restoring our sense of common purpose. It must be about us. It must be about what we can do together.
We sure do need a change. A great change.
He wants to be the voice of our generation, of people who are dissatisfied with the way Washington works and are ready to see someone with integrity come in.
Now walk to Iowa if I have to help this man.
We need this guy. Our nation needs this guy.
The race between the Democrats is increasingly all about momentum. Right now, he's got it.
Everywhere I go, people say they want a new direction for the country. They want to write a new chapter in American history.
Who is enjoying the afterglow of his Saturday sweep in Washington State, Louisiana, Nebraska, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. He also now has his sights firmly set on the key contest coming up this week.
We want more red states and swing states than the next Democratic nominee needs to win in November.
Asking us to stand up and take part in this democracy.
This campaign has to be about reclaiming the meaning of citizenship, restoring our sense of common purpose.
Everybody
it must be
change.
About us. It must be about what we can do together.
We sure do need a change.
Stop
a great change.
He wants to be the voice of our generation, of people who are dissatisfied with the way Washington works and are ready to see someone with integrity come in.
I know that I had to spend a lot of time learning the ways of Washington. But I've been there long enough to know that the ways of Washington must change.
Now walk to Iowa if I have to help this man.
We need this guy. Our nation needs this guy.
Yeah, that thing there powerful. That thing there powerful, boy.
Thank you so much, Captain.
Yeah, that thing that's powerful, boy. Every time you hear that song, that song get more and more powerful, boy. That's a powerful song. And as soon as that man, you know, that's a powerful song, that boy. I hope all the listeners really enjoyed that. That was Jesse Jet Set. That's a famous name, Jet Set Hudson, doing the hooks, you know what I'm saying? And then I came back. It's a real song today. It's an original song today. It's called Change. But Brother Jet Set brought me the song, you know what I'm saying, and asked me, you know, would I mind doing a little something to the remix of it. And that's when I put the little speeches on there. And, you know what I'm saying, we just give you a different version of the song. But this new song, and this is one thing I say about songs. If you ain't never heard it, then it's new. It's new to everybody. So
amen.
We made this money for sale back in, what, 2005?
Yeah, something like that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, something
right.
2005, 2006, something like that. We made this song money for sale. What was your whole premise behind making this song?
Well, I wanted to tell people instead of, you know, in other words, we try to buy everything. We try to buy cars. We try to buy clothes. We try to buy all this nice jewelry. But you know what? It's time to hold on to your money. In other words, I don't want nothing. I want money for sale. I want them. You know, if you got some money for sale, then I want that. I don't want no cars. I don't want no jewelry, because you can't take these things right to the pawn shop, and they don't want to give you nothing for them. In other words, you can pay $1,000 for jewelry, but when you take them right to the pawn shop, they want to give you $300 for it. So, in other words, I don't want none of these. Don't give me a Rolls Royce. Give me the money that the Rolls Royce costs. I want the money. I want you to hold on to the money, because I want your money to, you know, I want you to hold on to your money right now and grow. You know, that's why I came when I started. I told people, your property that you have, when I was in Florida, when I was in Tampa, my hometown, I told people to sell their houses at Big Point. Get the money. And then create more businesses. You know, I mean, don't just get out. My mama bought a house in 1975 for like $18,000. With interest, she must have paid like $30-some thousand for it. But when she sold it, when I sold it, because she was dead and gone, but when I sold it, I got $100,000 and then split the money up amongst my family members. So what I'm trying to tell the folks here, your fortune, your fame and fortune is in your property. Your fame and fortune is in the things that you got. When you get that and sell that and make that money, don't throw it away. Just create more money. So money for sale, I want folks to know, we don't want the junk that money buys. We want the money that money accumulates. We want more money. We want to grow. We want to create businesses. We want to create property, more property. With one house, you can sell that house if you get $100,000, and then you can buy more houses. Buy more house, buy more car, buy more stuff. Things that you can make money off of, more money. You don't want to get rid of your money, because you don't want to get broke no more. You want to grow. And just like planting a flower, you have to water it. You got to, you know, when you take your money, you got to keep making more money. Don't let your money get away from you before you turn it, and keep turning it. Because if you let your money get away from you, you're where you started before.
That's real.
So that's what I'm trying to emphasize. Smells so good. I want folks to know it's time to grow.
And with that being said, let's check this song out. Hold on, Brother Jet Set. This is Money for Sale. Jet Set featuring Mr. Bell. So good.
That's a new idea. Thank you so much. I remember a long time ago, it was a song saying, I want to be rich. It's time to make it happen, y'all. It's money for sale. Money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all. Come on, let's save some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. Money, we can money, make all kind of money. Money makes money. Money. Let's create some jobs, some business. Come on.
I got money. I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money, I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. So step up and let me show you're ready to shoot. M14 the scope got you going cahoots. It's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Now I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. I said, it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all. Come on, let's save some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. We can make all kind of money. Money makes money. Let's create some jobs, some business. Come on.
Let me bring it back to
bring
the
it
basics.
Back, bring
how
it
back in
girl.
The days, hard times I had to face it.
Yeah.
Pull out my number two and begin to erase it, so I can face it, then chase it. Find a new scheme and show up, replace it. And act like I'm the master, lock it down in the basement. Cause it's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. And I got money, and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. Cause I got money, cause I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for
this
you but
well,
boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all. Come on, let's save some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. We can make all kind of money. Money makes money. Let's create some jobs, some business. Come on.
If you got a dollar, I need
need a dollar. Or how about you just let me borrow it till tomorrow? Cause I know you got money for sale. Throwing your paper in the air like a white girl's nail. You think you're moving silky like a white girl's nail. You need to save your money, need to keep your loot. Cause I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. But I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money, I said, and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets gon' swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Some
come on, let's make some money.
Money,
let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now.
Money,
we can
money
make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Money.
Let's create some jobs, some
everybody
business. Come on.
it was a miracle that we know that we met each other. Just God put people on the right track. And I just want to send a lot of love to your mother and to the grandmother. She's gone but not forgotten. Big Mama, we love you. I said it in one of my songs. I told you when you get to heaven, tell my mother, Nora Hudson, I miss her forever. And she just was a wonderful lady. She brought me into the world. I was the 12th child. I didn't have to be in the world with my family. I was the 12th child. She had 11 before she had me. I just had to say this. I was the 12th child, and God had Jesus had 12 disciples. It's 12 months in a year, and I was born in January, the first month of the year, and I just felt like I was, you know, that's why I just like to spread love. And I made a song a long time ago, if you know, called Spread Love. Then we came out with the one called Spread the Wealth. It's time to spread the wealth. Anytime we can help somebody, you know, we want to do that. So if you didn't get my P.O. Box, and for the brothers in the incarcerated, if I could send you a few dollars for stamps or whatever I could do to help you, you can write to Jet Set Hudson, P.O. Box, once again, 93249, Pasadena, California. And that zip code, once again, is 91091109. Because I do know a lot of us didn't get the fair chance we deserve, and I do know that, and God knows it, and God blesses us all. You know, we must all help each other. The ones that got and must help the ones that don't have, because each one got to teach one, and each one got to help one, because we didn't get this far by ourselves. We had to have somebody to help us along the way. And I just want to let the world know I love the world for helping me in any way, especially you, Smell So Good. You know, you've been there for me, and you know I got to be there for you. So anytime you want to visit Hollywood, let me know, and I'd be glad to send you a ticket. And
makes the world go round, my brother.
Amen, man. I could talk all day to you and to your listening audience. Thank you so much for listening to me. And just tell anybody that you know they can be. Jet Set Hudson said, you can be anything you want to be. God, what God do for one, he'll do for another. And I just had the Christian blessings of my mother. They came from Georgia, and they always taught me to spread love and to share and to help someone, because everyone needs somebody. Nobody can do this thing by themselves. No one can. And I definitely can. So please, if you can get to California, you know you need a place to stay, I'll let you stay here. You know, as long as you're not coming here to be lazy. I don't want no lazy people around me. If you're coming in trying to get a job or trying to get up on your feet, hey, you can come to Jet Set any time.
Heard it here first. This is a BTR exclusive. Heard it here first. Now, Jet Set is giving an open offer for real people that's trying to get somewhere in the business, though. No people just coming up there to be lazy boats. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to be a real actor, actress, or you really trying to get up there and a dancer,
a singer, an
entertainer.
Draw, anything
got like
to do that. With the art. Anything
yeah,
got
you
to do
trying
with
to be
art.
Entertainer. There you go.
Anything got to do with the art. Yes, sir. And you can push that along the way. It smells so good. And like I said, I want to send you a photo call of me and Obama so you can post it on your website and with the address, with the P.O. Box. So, and for the brothers and sisters that are locked up and incarcerated, I just really want to tell them, hey, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. God ain't through with you yet.
Tampa Tony.
Keep your head up, Tampa Tony, we love you, Tampa Tony. You know I love you. You was Capricorn like me. Me and Tampa Tony got the same birthday, January the 18th. Different years. I'm older than Tampa Tony. When he told me when his birthday was, we just fell in love at the end because he was working with Rock a Lot, and then I came along when Rock a Lot turned his business over to me right there on Bird Street, along with Disco Nate. Nate was running the recording studio there. And I was running, I was in the front. I made it out of a game room selling hot dog sodas, CDs and stuff of that nature, DVDs. And just was there when Rock and Roll wasn't there. So when he left it over. He just turned it over to a brother like me. So I want to much love to Rock and Roll for, you know, letting me meet some of his crew. I was able to meet all the DJs that Rock and Roll had, because he was on his way out when I was coming in. I was just coming back to Tampa. My mother was ill. And I started coming back to Tampa to live, and that's when I took over the place over on Bird Street, 901 Bird Street. And I was there for many years before I started going back and forth to California, trying to keep the place there, helping Disco Nate. And I just land, you know, land in California. But this coordinator, I told him he can come to California anytime he wants to. All he got to do is pick up the phone and say, "Jet, Jet, I'm coming." And he got a place to stay. He got a bed to sleep in. I got my bed and let him sleep on it because it's more room. But I'm just letting you know that's the way I was raised. That my hospitality, my mother and father. I remember when I first went to New York City and I came back with a brother that was helping me in New York City, and we were staying in right there in Tampa. My father was living at that time. This was in 70, I think it was in 70, around 78 or 77. And my father and my mother, we got in town like about 4 or 5 that morning, and we were still tired off the road coming from New York City on 95. And my mother and father got out of their bed and said, "Hey, Jesse," because we was going to wait until in the morning and get us a motel. We was going to get us a motel because, you know, I like to get the motels early in the morning, because if you get it early in the morning, you can keep it for 24 hours. See, I don't like to get a motel at 12 o'clock at night, because if you get it at 12 o'clock at night, you got to be out of there. Checkout time is like first thing in the morning, and you get half of your thing, your due. So I used to,
right.
I like to get a motel like early in the morning. So we were sleeping at my mother and father's house waiting until daylight comes so we can go up and get a motel. And Daddy told us, "Hey, y'all, come out of the car and come and get in my bed." They got out of their bed. My mother and father got out of their bed and let me and my friend of mine, he was a DJ named Lance Hayes. Much love to Lance Hayes. He's in New York City. I haven't seen Lance in a few years. And I just want to shout out to Sweet Lance. We call him Sweet Lance Hayes. I hope you still follow your dreams, because I did lose a little track of you. But I never forget you, my brother. Yeah, because you was good on the beginning of trying to help me continue my career. And I just want to send much love out to a lot of people that has helped me. C. Chester Miles in Tampa, Florida, was one of the gentlemen that gave me a scholarship when I was a little young man, before I was full 72, because I graduated in 72 from Klein High School. We used to go to Curtis Fixon dances, and Mrs. Miles gave me a scholarship. He recognized that I had talent, and he gave me a scholarship to go to Hillsborough Community College. And I just want to send a lot of love out to a lot of people that helped me. Robert Scott, Mr. Scott, he's been there for me. A lot of people that have been there for me. A lot of my teachers and stuff. I can't call everybody's name, but I just want to, because the show won't last that long. It's called everybody's name. But Sweet Lance and DJ smells so good. Brother, you are the best thing yet. And G. Diamond Fisher, and just, you know where you at. You was in Indianapolis, and Tony Starr Smith. You know, I just, so many people that have been.
Oh, yeah, it's so many people, man. I have to do a special 3-hour show just as called shout outs. You know, they just people call in just to do nothing but shout out.
All the brothers and sisters in Tampa, part of my family members. I got a big family, and all y'all, my friends. Hey, y'all keep listening to Smell So Good, because, man, you got it. Hey, God is good, and when you thank God through with you, He just began to work with you. So you keep
God
on letting
good.
Him work.
God is
and
good
you ain't gotta
all
be,
the time.
Hey, man, you ain't got to be perfect to serve the Lord. I'm not perfect, and nobody I know is perfect, and we all serve the Lord. So you don't have to be perfect to serve the Lord. For people that think they're criminals or whatever, hey, God loves you too. God loves
brother,
all of
brother
us.
Brother Jet, it's been a pleasure, my brother. It's been a pleasure. I got like 6 minutes left to the show,
and I
got to get out this door. I'm going to play one more song. I'm going to get into my dog, Ant Dog. You know what I'm saying? I know you from Ant Dog, Killsborough Records,
Little
Baby.
Say hello. Come on,
yeah,
hello.
You know what I'm saying? So
and
I'm,
call
running.
Me when you want to call me, my brother. Talk to me anytime.
Hey,
I'm on
every day. You can check me out every day at 12 o'clock from 12 to 1 every day,
well,
except for
Sunday. How do I get you here?
Except for Sunday.
I mean, how do I get it in California? How do I get it?
I'm only online right now. I'm not like on the FM radio. But you have to go online. You find somebody with a computer. If you know somebody with a computer, they can log on, and you can go back and check this same interview we did in past episodes. This is like my third show now.
Give me the website number.
Okay, it's Blog Talk Radio, and that's spelled B-L-O-G.
B-L-O-G.
Talk, T-A-L-K, radio.
Radio, okay.
.com.
.com.
And then you got to put a backslash, the little slash backwards.
Backslash, okay.
DJ, and then DJ Smell So Good, all one word.
DJ Smell So Good.
And that'll bring you right there to the show. And you can check out my last three shows, this show, and whoever takes you to that site, they can also download the show. So you can keep it and put it on your mixtapes and all that.
Okay. Because
that's what I'm doing.
Could we put that Obama pitch on that shit? I'll send it to you.
Yeah, you have to send it to me, then I can add it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I also have my own MySpace page too. It's MySpace.com.
Okay, MySpace.com.
And backslash.
Backslash.
Smelly, SMELLY.
Smelly.
BTR.
DGR.
B as in boy.
Oh.
E as in Tom. Yeah, Blog Talk Radio, that's what it stands for, BTR.
Thank you, my brother. Peace out to you. Much love from Hollywood.
Hey, be blessed, Jet.
Thank you so much for having us. All right, have a great day. We gon' tell us that. I represent the truth. You always see me representing 34th Street. I represent the mother numeral three. They lie in the 813. This is for the G's and the hustlers out there pushing the key. Trying to get the G's to bounce to some real height. You feel the beat, get loose to the beat and move your feet. This is for the G's, yeah. Keeping it real, trying to hold the shit down for the G's to the strip. Yeah, nah. You feeling me on this? I'm telling you, G's. You got your colors on, go ahead on. Now that bitch like a flag. Bust your click, bust the hood like you should. Just your hood, got a bunch of niggas snitching. I fear y'all gon' die. These the ones, man, I hear in the woods and the streets, man. We gon' kill us, yeah. Get your colors so. We gon' kill us, yeah. Get your colors so. We gon' kill us, yeah. Get your colors so. Y'all niggas is dead, yeah. We gon' kill us, yeah. Get your colors so. We gon' kill us, yeah.
I'm going to
go ahead and flip the script.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to stop this real quick. Let me stop this real quick. Caller, you on the line? You got the caller on the line. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
All right. I got my dog, Aunt Dog. Dang, stop calling my cell phone, Nick. Set this out. Turn your little radio down until I can hear the feedback off in the background. Turn your speakers down. You know it's like a real radio station. Calling to the real radio station. You calling the Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, how's that?
Alright, there we go. Big ups to Killsboro Records, man. This is the CEO that we speaking to on the line. This is Ant Dog. Big Ant Dog, how you doing today, my brother?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm happy to be on your little show here, man. I like this here, man. And, you know, a big step for you. You know, a lot of people got a real thing that you help a lot of people, man. But, you know, bless you on that, and I appreciate you, you know, letting me on your show today.
Yeah, it's just every day, man. We played the Nukes in the Sky. If y'all know, this is the producer and creator of Nukes in the Sky. Get Your Colors On. I got a whole bunch of other songs. I'm gonna be featuring my dog Hollywood. Got a song named Trill. You know what I'm saying? Slim Baby. R.I.P. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of stuff going on, man. But I wanted to let y'all meet, you know what I'm saying, the man of Killsboro Records, Mr. Ant Dog. I got like a minute to go, so I want to get you in the show, you know what I'm saying, at least till Monday. You can call back in and we can, you know what I'm saying, give you a whole hour to do what you need to do, you know what I'm saying, feature your songs and stuff, give me some new songs. What's your latest project you got going on right now?
Believe it or not, that smell, man, I'm projecting a little bit more towards a little rock and roll, man, you know. That's why I'm going to go ahead and, you know, point my views for a while, because that's what I'm feeling right now.
All right. Getting to that rock and roll. Well, my brother, you got a MySpace email anybody can hit you up? You know what I'm saying? Contact info?
Yeah, that's sure enough, man. They can hit me up on MySpace at AntDog813. That's real. You can find me on there at all times, man. You know, my pics on there. You can come and listen to the music and, you know, see Slim and listen to his music and, see Smell Good and listen to all your other local artists in Tampa, man. You know, thank you again, Smell.
All right, that's what's good, man. We got like the 60-second countdown going on. You know what I'm saying? I want to put you on the line real quick just to, you know, get you in that rotation, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to finish the song out with your song playing in the background, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, thank you for calling in. And make sure you tune in every day except for Sundays, man. It's going down right here, Blog Talk Radio. Monday, going down.
Trying to get your keys to bounce to some real hype. You feel